The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here's the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 10th of October, 2008. It's the birthday of the British scientist Henry Cavendish, 1731, born in Nice, France. He's the man who discovered hydrogen, which he called inflammable air. He wrote about it in a scientific paper in 1766. But Cavendish was so painfully shy, he hated to publish his papers, so he conducted a lot of experiments he didn't tell anybody about. And it wasn't until the mid-19th century that other scientists went through his papers and realized that Cavendish had actually discovered or predicted many scientific breakthroughs that came later that other people got credit for. Richter's law of reciprocal proportions, Ohm's law, Dalton's law of partial pressures, Charles's law of gases, and principles of electrical conductivity. It's the birthday of the romance novelist Nora Roberts, born Silver Spring, Maryland, in 1950. Her first novel, Irish Thoroughbred, came out in 1981. Nora Roberts, who says that romance novels are a celebration of relations, finding love, overcoming obstacles, and making commitments. I think that is something very worthy of respect. They're not just about naked pirates, although what's wrong with a naked pirate now and again? It's the birthday of the playwright Harold Pinter, 1930, London. His first play in 1957 was The Room. Since then, he's written many, including The Birthday Party, The Caretaker, and Betrayal. It's the birthday of the novelist R.K. Narayan, born on this day in 1906 in what is now Chennai, India. Author of 14 novels, all in English, all about ordinary people and events, taking place in a fictional town in southern India named Malgudi, including The English Teacher, The Vendor of Sweets, and A Tiger for Malgudi. And it was on this day in 1971 the London Bridge was dedicated in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. The City of London had decided the bridge was not strong enough for all the traffic that crossed it every day. It was sinking into the Thames. They needed to build a more modern one, so they put the London Bridge up for sale, and it was dismantled, each stone numbered, shipped to Arizona. It took 3 years to put it back together, and it opened on this day in 1971, spanning a man-made canal from Lake Havasu to Thompson Bay. London Bridge, the nursery rhyme, first published in England in 1744, but it was already well known by that time, and people now think it probably came from the saga of Olaf Haraldsson, a Norwegian saga celebrating how the Vikings destroyed the bridge in the early 11th century. Here's a poem for today by Leonard Nathan, entitled Truth. As children in the schoolroom game whisper from one end of the class to the other and garble the message they pass on or change it beyond recognition, so we pass on the truth of our kind. My father heard it from his, something vaguely involving God, and his father heard it from his, and so on, back to Abraham. And so my father passed it on to me, but God had dropped out. And so my son heard it, a wisdom found inside a Chinese fortune cookie, be good and hope, which he will pass on to his son, but maybe with good missing, or hope, maybe with love added, though love was never meant to mean so much. Truth, a poem by Leonard Nathan, from The Potato Eaters, published by Orchises Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Allister, produced by Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.